Welcome to the golf edition of Hooked on Sport. This is South Australia's Summer Golf Wrap, where we uncover the stories, personalities and moments that define golf across South Australia and beyond. It's time to talk golf with sports commentator Ben Hook and State Golf Representative Sophie Hilditch.
Hello everyone and welcome to an emergency episode of Hooked on Sport, the golf episodes. We are one show in and we needed an emergency episode because, well, the walls collapsed at Hooked on Sport HQ this morning with the news that Liv is officially going to Cuyonga in 2027. The rumours had abounded, but it has landed so quickly and with such stealth that I would guess it's been a jolt for those in the golf community more so than those outside of it. To make sense of it all, joining me as always is Sophie Hilditch. Soph, a snap judgment on this incredible news.
Hey, Hookie. Yes, we definitely needed an emergency podcast for today. I mean, Cuyonga hosting Live Golf in 2027. I thought the rumours were complete bull, if I'm being honest, but it turns out they were not. And this news has completely broken and broken the internet, broken the golfing world. I honestly can't believe it, Hookie, but I'm looking forward to seeing it.
First and foremost, great for South Australia. My great fear here, Soph, was that we were going to lose this event for maybe one, even 2 years to interstate. So the fact that it stays here is tremendous, and the Cuyonga people deserve commendation for being prepared to step up.
Yep, 100%. It's a big commitment for the Cuyonga members. Their course will be closed for a period of time to be able to set up for the Live Golf. And then, of course, there will be, you know, there's a lot of spectators that will be there. So there'll be a bit of restoration to their course as well. So it's a huge thing for the Cuyonga members. And they should, as you say, should be congratulated and should be thanked. I think it's a huge thing that we are holding Live again in Adelaide in 2027. I have the same fears as when Grange pulled the pin on it. And it doesn't look like North Adelaide will be ready in time.
Yeah, it is. Some of your points there are very well made. I did say at the top, though, that there was some stealth to this announcement. I mean, people like you and me are pretty heavily involved in the industry. As I said, we'd heard the rumours, but this dropped today like a bit of a ton of bricks. Now, that stealth is going to bring with it the fact that the Cuyonga board hasn't really brought the members along just yet. Now, look, let's declare here, you and I are both members of the old rival down the road, Royal Adelaide. But I think there is going to be some challenges with how that plays out and the members potentially feeling like they weren't part of what's a monumental decision for the club.
Yeah, Hookie, like you said, we are from the rival club, Royal Adelaide. So I'm sure we do have some pretty heavy points to be made about it. But you're right. As far as I can tell, the Cuyonga members probably haven't quite had an opportunity to speak up about it yet. And I'm sure there will be some comments made and potentially some members not quite happy with the decision of the main committee. But like you said, Hookie, I'm not a Cuyonga member myself, so this is only what I'm taking from some other members that I've heard from.
I've spoken to a couple of people. I was at Cuyonga Golf Club today for a variety golf day, so I had the opportunity to chat to a number of members and people who are very much in the know there. Look, Roger Rashid is one of them. He was the guest speaker at the event. He's a great mate of Greg Norman, was probably one of the guys who was instrumental in making the inaugural address, and he is adamant that this is going to be an amazing event for Cuyonga. So I certainly can understand the positioning around that. The other thing that I heard today, and I thought this was fascinating, is one of the lead statements in Cuyonga's constitution is their responsibility to promote the game of golf. And I think that is probably where the board settled on. What more can you do to promote the game of golf than host an elite professional event and all of the trappings that brings? So that is going to be a point that for any of the naysayers, they're going to find it very, very difficult to argue against when this is in the Cuyonga Golf Club's constitution.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that, Hookie, so it's an excellent point and it will be hard to argue against that, that's for sure. And you're right. I mean, Liv is promoting the game of golf. It was pretty noticeable at Grange Adelaide how many youngsters and how many new people we did have to the game of golf and how many people have started playing golf around Adelaide since Liv emerged. So there's no doubt that it is growing the game. I actually hate that phrase, but it's true. It is.
Yeah, and South Australia, us as a state, deserve to be commended for what we've done with golf in the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. We took on the Women's Australian Open when it was at its lowest ebb after an event that was largely unsuccessful at Royal Melbourne, I think in around about 2015. And South Australia mm-hmm. took it on for what was going to be 6 years. And of course, that was curtailed by COVID. It's fascinating that Golf Australia has come back to South Australia and asked them to take over hosting of the Women's Australian Open once again. That'll be at Cooyonga in 2026. And we don't know. We haven't heard anything official, but I would be stunned if that's not at Royal Adelaide in 2027 and maybe Grange comes back into that rotation, even potentially the Glenelg Golf Club and the renovations that they've done, Soph, and we've talked about those in our opening episode last week. But, I mean, the one underlying feeling I have here is that our reputation as wonderful hosts of professional golf events will continue into the future, not only with LIV, but also the Women's Oz.
Yeah, 100%. And you make a good point. I actually do love the fact that the women are coming in 2026 to Cooyonga, because it's going to be a completely different setup for the men at LIV. So I cannot wait to see how they set it up for the women. We know the women obviously don't hit it as far as the men, but God, are they accurate? They're straight. And I'm sure they'll get their green steel hard and it'll be a real test for the women. But Cooyonga's not the longest course for the men, so I'm curious to see how they set it up for the men, particularly some of those bombers on the LIV Tour. So I cannot wait to see how they set it up for both events, actually.
We're reading each other's mind here, because I have on my list of things that I wanted to ask you about was the setup. And that will be something that I'm fascinated to see with Cooyonga. They uniquely have the capacity to set that course up spicy. They can get it nuclear hard and fast. And you've probably played amateur events where it has been set up really, really firm and fast. And I think it's going to need to be like that at the men's professional level. They're going to have to get those greens really firm and running out, and the fairways running out. Otherwise, it'll be a bit of a pillow fight birdie fest for the quality of player that's going to be here for LIV 2027.
100%. You're right. I have had the privilege of playing the Australian amateur at Cooyonga, and I can tell you now, they have the ability to get their greens like cement, and it's exactly what they'll need to do for the boys. It will be, I expect, that's exactly what they'll do. They won't be able to stop wedges, and they'll have to be a bit creative around those greens, particularly because a lot of them are elevated and there's a lot of slopes in that greens and a lot of clever bunkering at Cooyonga. So it will be a tough task, potentially tougher than Grange for those boys.
Let's talk about a couple of the other issues that are going to be confronted by LIV when they head to Cooyonga, not least of which is finding a way to get, well, potentially 30,000 fans each day onto the course. I just do not see how that works. And I also don't see how they're going to be able to manage the concert that's been such a feature of LIV Golf, Soph.
Yeah, well, like we've spoken about, Grange has the two courses, so quite easy for them to be able to, you know, take out a few of the holes from the east course and the west course and be able to set up all the stands, particularly the party hole as well. And the stage was a massive feature. I'm not quite sure where they're going to put that at Cooyonga. They might have to do something with, they've got a second chipping green at the moment, so maybe somewhere there where it's a bit hidden. But it will be interesting to see. I think it's going to be a bit of a challenge to get that kind of infrastructure up around Cooyonga. It's a bit tighter than what Grange have.
The only thing I can think of is if they put a stage right at the other end of their driving range, which is a magnificent driving range, to be fair, and they've got the length, whether they put it up there and then clear the balls out once all the players have done their hitting, which I imagine is going to be towards the end of the day, and then start to bring the fans in then. I mean, it's a wonderful range. They've got bunkers and all sorts there, so that will be a challenge. The other option is to go down to Lockleys Oval, which is a good 500-600 metres away, but that will be what remains to be seen. So if the one thing I think is going to be interesting with this, Grange is almost pancake flat. There is some elevation change at Cooyonga, and I do think we will get, as a result, some really good TV angles. I think we'll be able to see a little bit more drama with the elevation change. If you think about 6, 7, 8, 12, 13, all of those holes have some elevation change. So I think that will make for great TV at least.
Yeah, that's a good point, Hookie. In fact, our listeners should go back and watch some of the YouTube clips from the Aussie Open, like you said, back in the day. From a bird's eye view, Cooyonga is just a beautiful setting. And you're right, with that elevation where they can get some of their towers, how they'll be able to see the balls landing and everything, I think it's going to be spectacular.
So if my last question that I'll get you to ponder, where do you think we are at for 2028? Because I get the feeling that there is every possibility that this might potentially be a two-year deal for Cooyonga. They are only talking about 2027 at the moment. But I don't see how North Adelaide's ready by 2028.
Well, they haven't even started putting the years to North Adelaide, and 2028 realistically is only 2 years away. I don't see a full 18-hole course being ready and in good enough condition to host LIV at North Adelaide. So I tend to agree with you, Hooky. I think Cooyonga might be up for 2 years, but like you said, it hasn't been mentioned. It's only been 2027, and potentially it could be what their members have to say about it after they host it in 2027. I think it is going to be a bit of a change of pace. I know the spectators at Grange are always great fun, but there's obviously a few beer cans around and everything like that, and probably not quite what their membership is used to. So, look, we'll have to see, but I've got a feeling Cooyonga could be hosting in 2028 again.
Well, there you go. That is our take on the enormous news of the day that LIV Golf is heading to the Cooyonga Golf Club in 2027. Grange next year, Cooyonga the year after. So for our next episode, we do a club in focus and we talk about the course and what we like and what we don't like. I guarantee you we're going to be talking about Cooyonga and breaking that apart next week because it is heading towards not one but two professional tournaments now. It's tremendously exciting.
Yep, that's absolutely a no-brainer, Hooky. I actually can't wait to talk about Cooyonga. We might be rivals. I hate to admit it, but I do love the course. I am very, very excited to pick your brain and pick your thoughts about it.
Sophie and I will be back during the week with our normal episode. We're going to be focusing in on cricket next week. We'll be golf the week after, but enjoy. Hope you have enjoyed this emergency podcast. LIV Golf to Cooyonga in 2027. Sophie, always great to chat. Thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
With the last putt sunk, that's a wrap on this golf edition of Hooked on Sport. Thanks for listening. Help us meet more golfers just like you by following us and leaving a review. We look forward to your company on the next golf edition of Hooked on Sport.